From UFOs to ghosts and government cover-ups, history is riddled with unexplained events. You can turn back now, or learn the stuff they don't want you to know.
Hello. Welcome to the Stuff They Don't Want You to Know Halloween Special. My name is Matt.
And I am Ben.
We've got a treat for you today.
No tricks? No tricks. Maybe a few. That all depends on our super producer, Noel, who has been rocking a bear mask on and off as we prep the podcast.
Yeah, he's wearing it right now. It looks... I can't tell if it's sad or...
Oh, yeah, he's got crazy eyes behind it.
Okay.
This is... you're an intense dude, my friend.
I like it.
Happy Halloween, everybody. If you are listening to this on the day it comes out, then you are listening to our episode on Halloween, a holiday you'll recognize if you are from the United States or Canada. But what may be unfamiliar to some of our listeners abroad, maybe. I assume everybody knows about Halloween.
I think it's... Yeah, it should be known at this point.
So... What we want to do today in this special episode, we had asked viewers and listeners across the internet and therefore the world to send us a scary story. And we found one, didn't we?
That's right, Ben. All of them that we got in were fantastic. The one that we chose was we picked it because of the way it flowed, pretty much the story. And it comes from Moises G. Mm-hmm. And we spoke with Moises, and we've actually made a couple of changes just to make it fit our audio format a little better. So we've taken some liberties. However, it is from Moises. So yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for sending this in. And I guess we should just get into it, right, Ben?
Absolutely. I ran after her as fast as possible, but it was too late. She was gone. Oh well. She'll find out soon enough. Gasoline sprayed from the broken pump with such force that the hose flailed like a decapitated snake. The sound was disturbingly loud. I hit the emergency switch to make it stop. The station attendant finally noticed the commotion and joined me by the mess.
Did you catch her license plate?
No, but I think it was a South Dakota plate.
Yeah. Thanks, I'll take care of this.
He started cleaning up the mess. The stench was overwhelming. I went to the restroom, cleaned up, and got back on the road. Another 350 miles before Eagle Butte. I had just bought a Benz from a dealer in Vegas. It was winter, around 30 degrees. Ice was forming on the rear view. Guess he forgot to mention the heater was broken. I was almost home. The night was moonless, but the stars were so bright. It smelled so fresh and clear that I wished I could bottle it up and take it with me. Above the trees and hills, I saw the flash of a big green falling star. I was feeling cold, but I only had about 150 miles to Rapid City, so I just decided to hold out for an early breakfast. It wasn't long before I saw the lights ahead. I'd figured they were from Hot Springs or some other small town. I was wrong. I came over a hill and found myself in a commotion of lights and vehicles, swarms of police from Wyoming and South Dakota, and others that were obviously military. Some guy was directing me to an area where I could see other vehicles. He yelled,
"Park behind that Cadillac."
He pointed to a very familiar car. It was the lady from the gas station. I was getting a bit scared because there were soldiers with gas masks on and people running around in these weird blue plastic suits. I tried to get out of my car and a soldier ran over to me.
"Stay in your vehicle."
What's this all about?
"Just stay in your vehicle and await further instructions."
I noticed there were several big semi-trucks with antennas and what looked like radar dishes sticking out from the top. A military Humvee screamed toward where we were parked. It looked armored. There was a gun turret on top, manned by a soldier in a hazmat suit. You could smell the diesel and dirt as it slid to a halt in front of the first car. 4 soldiers got out. One of them motioned to me to roll my window down. What's going on? Is everything okay?
Were you stopped by anyone in the last 100 miles?
No.
Did you give a passenger a ride in the last 200 miles?
No, why would I give anyone...
Have you had any contact with anyone in the last 300 miles?
I don't know. A gas station attendant, but he seemed fine.
Where do you live?
Eagle Butte, South Dakota.
What time is it right now?
This was a strange question. I glanced at my watch. 10.05 p.m. The soldier immediately pulled his weapon from his shoulder.
We've got one! Sir, I need you to exit the vehicle.
Startled, I complied. Several soldiers began scouring over my car with some kind of instrument that looked like a Geiger counter. They searched my trunk, my clothes, looked under the hood, underneath my car. Then they started scanning me. Why are you doing this?
Sir, please stay calm. This will all be over soon.
What's wrong with my watch? He looked me straight in the eye.
It's 1:15 a.m. You lost time somewhere between here and your last stop.
What? I lost time? What the hell does that mean?
That's classified. All you need to know is that you don't seem to be affected. At this point, you're free to go. Please get back in your vehicle and leave immediately. You saw nothing. Go home.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we pause for a brief intermission with a word from our sponsor. Was so confused. I guess none of us were affected because all of the drivers parked with me were being signaled to get back onto the highway. As we were leaving, one of the cars slammed to a halt. The driver got out and began running. I had to swerve around it to avoid a collision. From my rear view, I could see the soldiers rushing toward this car. Then I saw what I could only assume were the bright flashes of weapons firing. The cars in front of me sped up, and so did I. I glanced back again and it looked like the car was on fire. I slowed down to get a better view. An explosion. Then nothing. The lights went dark. That's when my engine started sputtering and shut down. Two jets flew overhead, going extremely fast. I jumped out, popped the hood, and looked over the engine. Everything seemed fine. I got back in and tried it again. It started. No problem. Put the car in drive and tore out of there. I looked back again at the area where I was, about 5 miles in the distance, and it was lit up again. But now you could see a huge fire blazing to the south of the lights. I turned my radio on to see if there was anything about it on the news. But there was just static and a strange humming noise. I turned the radio off. I was so full of adrenaline, in fact, that I punched it and made it back to Hot Springs in just a few minutes. I caught up to the cars that were sitting there with me. They were at the only truck stop around. I pulled in next to them and got out of my car. I walked up to the window of the first car. The guy had a blank look on his face. Before I could say anything, he muttered,
"I didn't see anything. Did you?"
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was, but I saw something. What were they doing? Did they tell you what happened?
I didn't see anything. Did you?
He just kept repeating.
I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything. Did you? I didn't see anything. Did you? I didn't see anything. Did you?
They must have intimidated him, or maybe they did something to his head. As I was contemplating the possibilities of what on earth had just happened to us, the guy threw his car in gear and yelled at me as he bolted out of the parking lot.
Don't let it get you! Don't let it get you!
His words sent a shiver down my spine. I tried to shake it off with some coffee. The store clock said 2:03 a.m., so I adjusted my watch to match, and I wondered how I'd lost that time. The guy's words ringing in my ears.
Don't let it get you!
Don't let what get me? I walked back to my car, got in, and shut the door. It started up like a dream. Finally, I thought I could get home and get some rest. Maybe I'm just exhausted. Maybe this isn't even real. Just as I was about to leave, the lights of the truck stop went out. Complete darkness. I threw the car into drive, slammed on the gas, the wheels were spinning, and the car barely lurched forward. I wasn't going anywhere. I kept hitting the gas and tried switching gears, but nothing was working. Out of desperation, I switched to reverse. It felt like my rear bumper was pressed up against something immovable. I flashed a look in my rear view, and I couldn't believe my eyes. I could barely make it out. The darkness, you understand, was everywhere. But there was a dark black figure standing behind my car, holding my car in place. My thoughts melted into sheer terror. I hit the lock button on my doors and put the car in drive and just punched it. My tires squealed and squealed, and I could feel the car moving slowly forward. That man's words were echoing in my head. My hands were trembling. I couldn't breathe. A metallic ripping sound shot through my ears, and my car lunged forward. I had broken free. I gunned it for the highway. That dark figure was running behind me the whole time. It was going so fast. How is this possible? I thought. I hit 55, then 65. It was still behind me. I accelerated to over 100 and just kept going. Was I losing it? Am I going crazy? I closed my eyes for just a moment, trying to wake up from what I thought might be a nightmare. And when I opened my eyes, it was gone. I kept that speed up until I reached the outskirts of Rapid. I was in shock. I got gas at the Flying J, like a dazed man under hypnosis. It all seemed like a dream. And I drove back still wired and shook up, confused, drained on every level. I couldn't believe what I saw and experienced. And I thought maybe one day it would be something I could laugh about. And I got home just before dawn. Was this a dream? Was it real? I don't know, but I do know that there were scratches on my car's rear bumper, and they weren't there before.
Well, welcome back. That was nice spine-tingling story, wasn't it, Ben?
Yeah, a horror story for us straight out of South Dakota. Thank you again, Moises, for writing in. And thanks to everybody who sent scary stories, because one of the things that we ran into was that we read so many great stories about astral projection and things like that. Remember that one? And unfortunately, the length of the stories made it a little bit tough for us, but this doesn't have to stop at Halloween. If you enjoyed this, you can go check out our ghost story, which another listener had written to us with, and we adapted that with the help, of course, of super producer Noel.
Yeah, mostly Noel.
Mainly Noel.
Yeah.
We hung out while Noel. We helped the way that that kid in the Shake and Bake commercials helps.
Exactly.
And we don't have to wait until Halloween to do these sorts of episodes. So if you enjoy adaptations of things, we can bring in some more listener stories, or maybe stories that you and I work on, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, these are tremendously fun. I would do this every week if we could get away with it. It's just, I don't know. I think the sound design factor just makes it, I don't know, a great experience for me.
We sure hope you enjoy listening to this as much as we enjoyed making it, but that's a tall order.
So if you have a story that you want us to read, why not send it in? Hey, we'd love to read it and maybe adapt it, but mostly just read it. I want to know what you're writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to know what's going on. Not to be creepy, but I'm kidding. It's funny, though, how every time every sentence that begins with "not to be creepy," we've talked about this, comes out as the creepiest possible thing.
Most definitely.
So to definitely be creepy, we'd love to read your scary stories. And if you are interested in Halloween, we have a video series we've been working on this week about Satan and devil worshiping that may catch your eye. We also have an earlier story on the origins of Halloween.
And you can find all of that on our YouTube homepage. I've got a playlist up there right now that you can go check out. And show your mom and be like, "Mom, look at this. These Halloween traditions, It's kind of interesting, right, where they came from?
Mm-hmm. We also have a piece on urban legends.
Oh, yeah.
Which ones are true and which ones are not. The answers might surprise you.
Razors in the candy? I don't know. Watch our video.
Yeah. Actual corpses hanging from trees? Who knows? You will if you watch the video. So, Matt, before we go, I want to ask you and Noel a great question here for Halloween. Mm-hmm. Number one question. People across the internet are wondering, maybe, are you dressing up for Halloween? Do you have a costume?
I don't officially have a costume. I went to a party as the associate professor from Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice work.
It was fun.
You know something, the laziest costume that I do if I can't think of one is, I dress up as H.H. Holmes, which for me is honestly just a mustache and a bowler hat
because
I already kind of dress that way. That's why it's so lazy.
Just introduce yourself as Mr. Holmes and people think you're talking about Sherlock and then be like, not that one.
Yeah. I do historical costumes, and I like to go for straight up scary or interesting costumes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so much a funny costume guy. I get it. I like it when other people do it, but
I'm not at all into the horror thing.
Yeah,
not even kind of.
It takes all kinds, I guess. Hey, Noel, what about you? Are you dressing up for Halloween?
I am indeed.
Yeah. What? Tell us what your costume is.
I'm going to be Torgo from the classic film Manos, The Hands of Fate.
Oh, man. You scooped me on that one.
That's awesome. I really like that. I would go as a Manos, The Hand of Fate character, but,
you can be the master if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
You gotta get the cape with the hands, and that's a whole
to-do. No problem. I'll just make it over. I don't know. I've got a couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Just do a montage. Right?
Yeah.
That's all we need to do. And listeners, we want to ask you the same question. Enough about us. What about you? What are your Halloween costume plans? Send us a photo.
Yes, please.
Especially if you have a really scary costume. That's what I want to see. But Matt, you want to see?
I want to see your hilarious costumes.
All right. So that's the whole gamut. And if you send us a picture, we would love to be able to maybe post it on our Facebook or Twitter to show some other people. My favorite costume I've ever seen, there was a Vice magazine cover on this years and years ago. This handmade Sasquatch costume where it had small stilts or lifts, you know?
Nice.
And the guy had instructions on how to build it yourself. And I kept telling myself that I would do it. But ladies and gentlemen, as you know, telling yourself you're going to do something is not quite the same thing as doing it.
Is this a dream? Is this even real?
Oh, you got me quoting Freddie Mercury in my head, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's when Matt and I start openly questioning reality.
That's when we know it's time to get out of here. So write to us. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter. Go to stufftheydontwantyoutoknow.com. That is the place to find all our stuff. Also, write us an email. We love email. And put those photos into it. We are conspiracy@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this topic and other unexplained phenomena, visit testtube.com/conspiracy stuff. You can also get in touch on Twitter at the handle @conspiracy stuff.